All right. Hello and welcome. Let's see, mic's on. Yep. Hello, welcome to episode 103. I hope you guys are doing well. I know it has been a couple of weeks, I guess, since the last episode. But for those who don't know, there was a bit of a conflict going on in HiSig not too long ago. And I felt like it was a little bit overshadowed by stuff that was happening in NullSec. You know, the whole Fraternity, Volta, Brave, Innits, Imperium kind of thing. It just overshadowed it. And I think people missed an interesting story there, right? Or not only interesting, but also like kind of unique, right? When do we ever get a proper HiSig fight, you know? So I thought that kind of asks for an episode and, you know, get some explanation going on. Since actually, I don't know exactly what happened. And I didn't want to research it too much either. I knew it was pretty important for the HiSig guys and pretty interesting. So I thought, who could I invite to give me that explanation, to, you know, tell the story. So, for my first guest, he has most likely war-decked your alliance before. He's part of what I consider at least one of the biggest or strongest HiSig alliances ever. Which is Black Flag. So he is more of a specialist and support of C, and he's trying to stay away from leadership duties. But yeah, welcome Kane, or God Emperor Kane.
Yeah, thank you very much. Long time supporter of your stream as well. Thank you for the invite.
I would almost certainly say this is not going to be the last time you'll be on. We'll have probably like a shit ton of other stuff to talk about, not just the conflict just recently, but there's going to be more stuff coming, I'm sure. And then for my second guest, he is probably, so I thought about like what could I say as an introduction? He is the only guy that can actually would certainly say, where nobody can disagree, where he can say he has the best kill board, right? So like, you know, when someone asks, like, he's the guy with the best kill board, literally, right? So Squiz is the creator and admin of Zkill, which I'm sure everyone's familiar with. Obviously that ties a little bit into the whole thing, because I think a big part of why the conflict in HiSig wasn't really picked up by many people was because the kill mail never generated. But now it's here, so we'll talk about that in a few. Why is it suddenly here and all that stuff? We'll get some answers there, hopefully. But yeah, how are you doing, Squiz?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was a good opportunity for you to come back on, and I'm glad you can make it. Yeah, maybe we should just start with the whole story. I mean, Kane, Squiz as the Zkill guy, I'm not sure how much attention you paid to it, but I guess the story, you know, Kane, you just have to like tell us the full story. Right.
Okay. Well,
I don't know how far back you have to go, because if you think about it, when we talk about Eve and wars, I always say like, man, the parallels to real life are just so insane, because like, for example, World War B2, you can't talk about World War B2 without at least like mentioning World War B1. It's like in real life, right? So it's like, how far back? You could just probably go 10 years back, but you know, you choose. All right.
Well, I'm not going to go too far back. I think for the most part, I mean, many people know who Black Flag is. I mean, we war deck people, and we are basically shoot when we can, and mostly hang around Kaldari space. And at the same time, if we need to, we'll engage structures or defend structures, depending on if it's a protection contract or somebody wants something to be removed. With Parabellum, it has always been, I want to say, contentious rivalry, so to speak. We've always had our run-ins with them. We were fully aware of what they were building in that HiSeq system, Finarar, building it up to where it was, which had Bjorn B, or CCPB for that matter, create a nice little video about them doing mining in that system and so forth and so on. But it all came to a head when Parabellum invited a couple of people to basically kill our War HQ. War HQs are meant to be lost. You drop a new one and you continue what you do.
But there is a break of 2 weeks, right?
Correct, yes. And we used that. What kicked everything off for our side to go after Parabellum was effectively a Reddit post that basically said, from Finarar with love. And we were like, okay. We decided to start some planning. We invited a couple of groups. We create a Discord channel, which we called From HiSeq with Love. We even created a special alliance for it in case we had to have people jump into it as well.
I think we actually got Wardeck by that.
It's actually the structure, the WarHQ structure now is called From HiSeq with Love.
Oh, it's, yeah, all right.
But it all kicked off because of our War HQ being destroyed by Parabellum. We asked them not to get involved, and they decided to get involved.
And then did it go the typical Eve way? They War HQ, kill the thing. Then they invite extra people, and you have to counter that. You invite people, then they invite more people, and then everyone gets involved.
So oddly enough, our primary goal with Infinarar, our first one was the Satoyu. Not being a leadership, I know there was lots of planning with different wormhole groups, HiSeq groups to come into the fight as well, and it all kicked off at the same time, where we had to juggle between attacking the wormhole infrastructure using a couple of groups, and at the same time on our side also attacking their HiSeq operations. Just to make sure that we create timers, so they had to choose what to defend and what not to defend.
Yeah.
What we didn't account for was the notoriety of Parabellum. Never mind the fact that we are quite notorious ourselves and lots of people came in on their side as well. But it created the monster where suddenly there were 11 wormhole groups all working together attacking Parabellum infrastructure in wormholes. We had more groups from HiSeq coming to join us attacking infrastructure belonging to Parabellum. At the end, I think we were mostly maybe 20 different groups altogether attacking various locations of Parabellum.
That gives me kind of the World War B one vibes. That were just there were just so many people annoyed by them over all this time that suddenly like they get an opportunity and everyone comes out and
when blood's in the water, right? Everybody wants to joining the fun.
Yeah, and you say it right, like a lot of times I feel like in these conflicts it's also people sitting at home, they don't know what to do, and then this comes up and it seems kind of fun, so they're like, yeah, maybe we should join in and get some fun fights, like do something, just activity,
For sure. And I mean, the Sequoia being the largest structure they had in HiSec, that made for a compelling target. And of course, the Dakaris Fortizar in the wormhole space as well was a very compelling target for people. And ended up being a fight with 1,300, 400 people in the HiSec system, about evenly matched, slugging it out on the gate.
Does that ever happen before? A thousand
At that
plus in
size,
high.
I need this is something that CCP can only tell us, but I've never seen that many people in a
Or the
single
Killbot
fight.
guy. Maybe
Oh, the.
Squishnos. No, probably not.
Probably not, no.
Probably not off the tip of your head.
But it's also not the first time that we have caused max tie-dye in a system. I mean, we've had previous wars where we were 700 people sitting in local in a HiSec system, other times with 600 people or 400 people. Even the Poco War from Beyond We had 400 people in local fighting over a structure.
Yeah, and in HiSec it seems way easier to create tie-dye. I don't know why.
Oh yeah, it was terrible. I had flashbacks of my NullSec days.
Yeah. Well, that's maybe that's that one thing that all the areas of space can agree on. They don't want tie-dye. Yeah, it would be a different game without tie-dye, obviously. But when you talk about like Sotillo, right, for most people that might not sound like anything special, right? But killing a Sotillo or a Keepster, it's the same damage cap in HiSec is really, really fucking hard. And I think most people that have never had to FC or plan something like that, they don't really understand, or even in Warmode space is similar too, right? They don't really understand how much DPS you actually need, especially in heavy tie-dye, to actually get a Sotillo or Keepster done. So how did you guys approach the whole thing? Like, what was your, like, tactically, what was your approach there? Like, what ship types did you bring in? Like, what passed the Sotillo, and stuff like this?
So when we jumped into the system, we held the gate, looting at Parabellum and friends. And it was the awesome guys from Wrecking Machine and Absolute Order and Absolute Honor that was pausing the Sotillo at the time.
All right, so you jumped into system first, you made sure you were first, and then you didn't let him in, so you were holding the door shut.
We jumped into Parabellum waiting for us on the gate.
Oh,
So
all
we
right.
decided to slug it out using Paladins and Navy Apocalypses.
But they had the gate.
Yeah, at the
But then
gate.
you had one group sent over to the Sotillo to pause
Yes.
it.
Yeah, they went to go and pause the structure.
Yeah, see, like that's a fine difference between null and HiSec there. In nullsec, you couldn't really do that because a Sotillo or Keepster, you would just have like supers, titans, like some kind of cap group on alts, just sit in tether, and one group alone, like you need way more to actually get it paused then, right?
Correct, but also taking HiSec works different than NullSec when it comes mechanic-wise, right? So not many NullSecers are used to restrictions in place when it comes to HiSec wars and things like that. Out of silence, out of alliance repping, out of alliance support mechanics, all these kind of things.
Yeah, I think that's one of the main reasons. I mean, certainly for me, it's one of the main reasons why I never even bother with HiSec stuff, with war decks and stuff. Because, like, man, there's so many little tricks and stuff that you all have to learn. And then, HiSec guys, they're not necessarily known for looking for the fight. They usually war deck to just, like, pick up the kills, right? And then,
And look, I'm not gonna say yeah, that's sure. That's definitely that happens. Easy kills are easy, and having great fights is in HiSec especially is also great. I mean, you can afford to bring effectively
Yes.
what we like to call HiSec capitals, which is 4 or 5 billion-esque ships, and drop it on
Yeah.
people.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I mean, clearly, Isaac. We had a bit of a fight before in Isaac to get over dead terrorists against you guys. I'm not quite sure, honestly. I'm not
I
sure
think
who
that
we fought.
was Girat back in the day.
Ah, you're right. You're correct. Yeah, those guys. And they used the Orca trick extensively and stuff. Is this kind of stuff still happening? Like, is the Orca trick, does it still work? Did it get
I
fixed? I don't even know.
don't know actually because it's not something I ever made use of, so I can't tell you if it's actually still a thing or not. I assume it is because as long as you don't have aggression, you can store a ship whenever you want to.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't the yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's something I don't use, so I wouldn't know. But to on that point about mechanics, during this fight for the Satoya, Parabellum made a mistake of making the corporation that held the Satoya come into their alliance. All the groups that were helping Parabellum at that time was allies in assisting against the wars on that specific corporation. Now, with high-sec
Oh.
mechanics, the minute you join an alliance, you are seen as joining a greater group, and all those ally stuff fall away immediately.
But I
So
lost all
during
their
our
allies
fight,
with that move.
they lost all their allies in the middle of the fight.
In the middle of the fight. Oh,
And
shit.
wow.
what happened then, null-sec guys, so because they come, there were a couple of null-sec alliances that was helping.
They didn't know, and they got caught.
They lost Logi, they lost ships, the entire Logi wings ex got concorded on the gate.
See, that's the kind of th stuff. That's why people keep saying Heisek is scary. Like, dude, all you're doing is like minding your own business, doing your guardian thing, and suddenly Concord just swoops by and fucks you up. It's just like, man, that's nasty. Or like, I think that was you guys actually when I undocked the Widow, and then a mate of mine warped in to help me, and I ECM bursted, and then Concord's.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes, I was there.
That was so dumb. But yeah, the legendary Widow. And these kind of things are so scary. So when the Killmail didn't show up, how disappointing was it?
Look, I mean, we knew beforehand in heavy tie-dye, just based on past experiences and those kind of things that there is always a chance in heavy tie-dye that the kill mail will not generate,
Yeah, we had that in
because
both.
it's the lowest priority on any ser on the servers when there's heavy tie-dye running, and but we also knew that CCP in the past have generated kill mails, so I'm sure I'm not the only one that logged a ticket to support to ask if a ticket can be generated. But I got the customary GM response of it's the lowest priority thing and nothing can be done about it kind of response, which is fine. I mean, it happens.
So maybe that's where Squiz comes in. Like, what happens? Like, why did the Killmail suddenly show up?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Swift DM'd me on Discord and asked if they were able to provide kill mail if I could load it onto Zico. And I said, sure, as long as the format is good. And then, last week I got the actual kill mail. And the format was not good. I had to tweak it a bit. But yeah, I was able to load it. In fact, I had to load it a couple of times. The first time, I did not notice that the word corporation was misspelled everywhere in the JSON file they sent me.
The word corporation was misspelled. Did they write it by hand? What the fuck?
Well, what Swift told me is they manually did a dump and assembled it. He didn't give me the details on it, just the general overview of it. And that's how they brought the file together. And corporation had extra O in it, and obviously Zekiel's not going to parse that particular word.
That's funny.
Oh, I'm broken.
Yeah, so I had to fix that, reload it again, and so yeah, we got it in there. And I'm curious. I have a question for you, Kane. Did you have any inkling that this was going to happen?
I'm going to take the fifth on that one.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I want to say yes, and I want to say no as well, because I don't know what I can share and cannot share.
That's fine. And this is very unusual, because I've always had the hard stance of no manually generated caramels. I made the exception in this case. I'm sure lots of people are wondering why. Because it came directly from Swift, who works for CCP. And to me, that gave it that official credibility that the kill mail needed.
Yeah. I mean, if a player came to you and said, like, hey, I killed this, I don't know, the Raichu, you know, yesterday, and the kill mail didn't generate, you know, obviously, like, if he doesn't have proof, like, what are you going to do, right? It's just, like...
Right, exactly. And, you know, this kill mail had 581 people on it with the weapons. You know, it did not look like junk. I just had to massage the file given to me, and it worked from there.
My theory was that, I mean, first of all, I know the process of generating that kill mail or the text file or whatever. That was already, like, it's a lot of work to actually fix that file and stuff like this. It's funny that corporation, all of our words, corporation was, like, written incorrectly. My theory was, so it takes some time to make the file, and then you were, like, Zkill was in maintenance mode, or in reinforce mode for a bit. So I thought, since it's an old mail, then Zkill doesn't automatically pick it up because it's old, right? Like, why would, you know, Zkill just go back and check, like, oh, is there, maybe did a kill mail from last 2 weeks show up suddenly, right? And then you just, like, I thought you just ran, like, a full-on check, like, all kill mails were just, like, redone or whatever.
Well, Zkill kind of does that constantly. It keeps track of the latest kill mail it pulls from, say, your corporation director's API. But if there's more, you know, I think it's 50 that comes in a single page. If there's more than 50, it'll keep going until it finds that particular matchup. In this case, for the Satio, though, that is not in the API. This is not actually an API-generated kill mail. And one of the things I did... and getting this onto Zkill as I worked with Swift to get a kill mail ID close to the time of the Sotillo actually blowing up. Because at first he gave me a kill mail ID from, you know, last Monday, and not from March 3rd.
Oh, right.
And, yeah, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, it makes sense, I guess. Yeah.
That would have been so weird.
And so the criteria... I had, you know, I asked him to find me a kill mail ID with the following criteria. Use an existing kill mail ID for somebody's NPC loss, so it wasn't actually PvP generated, so there's only going to be one actual character on the mail, and from a deleted character. That way, the risk of having a collision in the future from an actual kill mail ID and this one that I'm inserting into the database is extremely small.
All right. Well, so you had to find a kill that you can use the ID from. It just, like, replaces it.
Exactly, because I wanted to keep as consistent within the database as possible. It might not be perfect, and for my own well-being of mind, I did not look to see if it's perfect or not, because it would nag at me if it's not.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. What do you think, like, in general? Like, so obviously for Kane and the guys, it was probably disappointing that the kill mail wasn't there. Even though it was kind of not expected, but I guess you were mentally prepared. You were emotionally ready for it to not show up. But what do you think? Like, how much of how important is it that people have a killboard in general? Do you think like there's like 90% of people they need that they need a Z-kill or something else to just go back
Absolutely.
And see their progress?
Yes. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kate.
No. So from my side, I think it helps close the narrative with regards to what actually took place. It was Parabellum's most important structure. They formed heavily fought, and kudos to them for actually defending and fighting back. I mean, they threw everything at us, and kudos to all our guys as well, and all our Duomo guys and support guys and other War Deck groups that came in as well to help us fight this fight. I mean, it was awesome. And it was, I'm sure it was disappointing for many people that there was no kill mail. But now we have a complete story. We have all the kill mails in a battle report. And it happened during a time when that war, as you mentioned, Panda, where Fraternity lost trillion isk, and at the same time another group in Highsec lost almost a trillion isk.
Oh really? Yeah. See, that's why people just like missed out on that whole thing. Like, it would have been a way bigger story, and people would have paid more attention to it. But the whole Nullsec war thing was like at the exact same time. Everyone was just busy. Yeah. But we're catching up. Catching up. And what about Sotios, guys? Like, should there be... I know, people that know me, they're going to be like, oh no, Panda's gone on a rant again. But should there be Sotios and Keepstars in Highsec? Should that actually be a thing? Like, was it not so hard to kill? Like, isn't it a little bit over the top? Where's this kill mail? Alright, let me link it, actually. Good point. I think that's the kill mail, right?
Let's see. Yep.
I don't think Keepstars or Tio should be in Highsec. I think those should have been low and null. But at this point, you know, it's too late.
I mean,
personal opinion? No.
They shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be.
So, but like, you see, like, I always think, like, I get where you're coming from when you say, like, ah, it's too late. Like, you know, you can't get the genie big in a bottle and shit. But at the same time, a slogan like that I see still, I mean, you see it on your screen, is like the E forever thing. So if you plan on having a game run forever, then you need to get it right at some point. You know what I mean? To just say like, ah, no, it's too late now. No, you need to invest in the future though, right? And I think that's just, you need to do what's right and find a way to fix it. In my opinion, the damage cap is just so high for like Highsec. Like, most groups will never have enough damage on grid even to even pause this thing, right? It's insane. And there are ways to do it. Like, you know, give everyone like a grace period and say like, hey, you like in a year, even if it's a year, it's a long time. You could say like, nope, you can't anchor new ones, and in a year, the existing ones will, you know, just an anchor on their own. So everyone has a year to make use of what they have and find their own time when to, you know, unanchor them, move them, or, you know, I don't know, sell them off, whatever, right?
Well, I think if you just said you can't anchor anymore, then folks like Kane would have a blast slowly removing each of them.
Yeah. I think that's the first step. Definitely. Like, just not allowing new ones would be the first step for people to say like, suddenly, now it's worth killing it anyway, right? Like, because, for example, the TTT would be one, you know, that comes to mind instantly, right? But why even kill it? Like, it's, keepsakes are not that expensive. And if you killed it now, you know, the amount of work you would have to put in to get that thing killed. And then what? That thing generates like trillions of isk. doesn't cost even a fraction of that. You can just anchor a new one. You know, you can anchor a new one before the old one is down. So there's a new one up before the old one is down. So it's like, no, dude, nobody wants to do that work for nothing, right? But maybe there is someone crazy enough. If it's worth it, then, you know, if it actually removes it, yeah, maybe you might be right. Maybe Kane and the guys say like, okay, now it's time. What do you think?
Well,
are you getting money from it? I think you do, right?
I'm saying nothing.
I'm pretty sure you do. Anyone who could ever threaten it is getting paid. Which is the disgusting thing about it, honestly, right? But yeah, what you're gonna do? But maybe someone needs to pay you more to actually kill it. Might just change your mind, huh?
Well, hypothetically, if something like that was to happen, Perimeter would be an absolute mess of tie-dye. If you think of potential groups involved, it's going to look like NullSec with 3,000, 4,000 people in it.
Yeah.
There's just no way. I don't think it is actually possible to kill a Capestar in HighSec.
You mean just like levitation-wise? But
yep.
But wouldn't they be on the same kind of nodes as the normal NullSec fights?
Well, so when we before we knew it was going to be a big fight with 1,400 people in Fininar, and I think I'm sure multiple of us logged petitions to have it reinforced. And let's be fair, Panda, how good is your NullSec fights in heavy tie-dye against a Keepstar?
You mean how enjoyable?
And capitals.
Oh, you mean how? Yeah. Well.
Now imagine all you could bring is battleships.
I can imagine, right? I killed Keepstars with battleships.
Sure.
So yeah, I know the limitation. It's a struggle. Yeah, you need a full fleet of battleships just to pause it and get close to the damage cap. Just, you know, because if you, like, for those who don't know, if you take too much. Like, if you leave any damage on the table, basically, you extend the time you need to kill it so much. And then think about that's all that time that Austin's then would have to kill your ships. So you lose DPS the longer it goes. That which makes it then go longer, right? So it's like, it's very important that you hit damage cap almost hit damage cap at least, right? You gotta get close. Otherwise, you know, don't even start it. Don't even try. And yeah, and that's always my number one point, why they shouldn't be in HighSec. They're designed to be killed by caps. Clearly, the damage cap says could be caps on grid, but you don't have caps on HighSec.
No, we don't. But I mean, with a fleet of Leshaks, you get to 85,000 DPS very quickly.
Yeah, that's true. Leshaks and Marauders, they can actually, you know, they have an easier time getting there. But they weren't always like that, though, right? Like at the time when we did the Rage Eviction, for example, there was no, there were Leshaks, sure, but there weren't like Marauders. It wasn't really an option to just brawl. The keeps the DD in normal space also didn't help, right? Because like you lose 8 Leshaks every time.
Yep.
You know, if you play it smart with the Lightning Rod, you can get away with 1 Leshak, but you're asking. Yeah, asking for a lot there. And then you have to deal with the caps too. It's like, oh man. But yeah. I think I haven't heard anyone say like, oh yeah, I totally like them. Actually, I've heard someone say, I don't want to name his name, who said like he likes the idea of Citadels and HighSec, but that's one person out of everyone I talk to. So I think it's pretty much a consensus that they shouldn't be there.
Well, just to prove your point and why I don't agree with Keepstars and Exolot structures in the HighSec, we were actually thinking of dropping one ourselves. Just for the lols for it.
Yeah, as a war deck center kind of thing, yeah. If you have the ISK. You know? You know what's funny to me? Sorry. I didn't want to interrupt.
We definitely have to ask, so it's all good.
Yeah, so you know what's funny to me though? I forgot the name of the other Wardeck group. They Wardecked us, and then I forgot how it came to be, but they kind of complained to me that it takes 4 bill to Wardeck all of Innit. And I'm like, what are we talking about? 4 bill? That's nothing. Like, you can't afford 4 bill as like a group. Like, what are you guys doing? You know what I mean? And I was like, that was just like mind blowing to me. Right? 4 bill is nothing. This is almost nothing for one person. And they kind of, you know, tried to convince me that, you know, it's too expensive for the Wardeck guys. That's why it's such a huge investment. But you guys have no money problems, so.
No, not really.
No, I don't spend enough.
Well, yeah. Are you getting ISK from ZKIL actually? I think so, right?
He's definitely getting ISK from me. Yeah. From me.
5 million ISK a month, and you can be ad free on ZKIL. That's really cheap.
5 million ISK per month. That's it.
That's it.
Oh. And no ads.
And no ads. And if you do it on Tuesday, I'll double your ISK.
I always thought it's way more. And can you just like pay a bill and then be fine forever?
Pretty much, yeah.
Huh.
And you get a monocle too.
Oh, if you pay a bill, you get a monocle.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you guys are. I didn't even know. I've seen the monocles and stuff, but I don't look on ZKIL or too much. I think I always say when people talk about it, like being you know, do we need killboards? Should they be removed? Because, you know, there's kill mail shaming and stuff like this. Like conversation comes up every now and then. But I always think back of like when I was a newer player, and I always say like, man, that the newbie Pando, man, he checked the killboard constantly, right? Just to see some progress. And you know, I think you're right that, you know, people really need a killboard. It's crucial. But yeah.
Absolutely. And, well, you know, if I got hit by a bus and Zico disappeared, somebody else would come along. And I've actually been trying to encouraging since 2015. So I'm on my 8th year of opening my API up 100%. Anyone can download anything I've got and start their own killboard. No one has come forward, but I've tried.
It's a lot of work, I guess.
And also, ZKIL exists.
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah.
But from a ZKIL perspective, for myself, I mean, I'm not a big fan. Big fan of Killbot. But for me, they're an excellent source of intel, finding out where people are. What did they aligned with, who they fly with. Then you can start connecting the dots. Who can you go after to go after this person, so to speak? And it makes our lives a lot easier.
That's the common theme that I hear is, I love it for the intel, but I don't want anyone else to have it.
Well, that's typical, right? That's probably in all areas. People always want to have the advantage, obviously. But I think one thing that I would probably agree with is like a delay, you know? Yes, you get your kill mails and stuff like this and everything's going to be accurate, but maybe there should be a delay in there where it's like, you know, sure, like the intel that you're talking about, Kane, was like more like who is he with and all that stuff. You can still see that anyway. But like instant intel, like what ship is he in right now? Like, is there a gate camp here? Stuff like this, right? That would kind of be removed with that. So, like, maybe maybe that would be like an argument for a delay, but I'm not even sure what that one on.
That's a delay has been discussed numerous times over the years, and if there is going to be a delay in Killmounds, that has to come from CCP. I could delay Killmounds, you know, displaying them on Zkill. In fact, once upon a time I was going to, and then I practically got lynched on Reddit for it. I'm not touching that ever again. But yeah,
the Reddit fucked it up, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing if Reddit screwed up. But yeah, if there's going to be a delay in Killmounds, that must come from CCP.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Does that delay matter, though, when you can look in an EVE Online itself on the map if there's kills in the system or not?
Wait, Dust?
No, in EVE Online, when you look on your map, you can see systems where kills are happening. And
true, yeah. I mean, the map, the in-game map is another topic, right? We could, like, I don't know, we could dive into that too. Where it's like, man, there was a map that just worked. Then they made a new map that just looked good. It's like, maybe they should work on a map that works and looks good next, you know what I mean? And then they could also talk about, like, you know, delayed intel there. Like, how much do you want to display and how much you don't want to display? Maybe. But then without a proper map with good intel, I'm not sure if it would be good for the game if people didn't know where to go. You know what I mean? You'd like, it's already hard enough to find people. I think in Nullsec especially, if you film it out, man, it's going to be hard finding any kind of kills. If you don't have a proper map with intel, it's...
But that's the fun thing about Black Flag. It's easy going. You log in 5 minutes later, you have a kill, and you log off.
Yeah, the high-sec life. Maybe that's where the... What the fun actually is. Maybe I've been playing this wrong the entire time. Yeah, I can see that. Which is not the typical EVE experience, right? The log in, get fun, log out kind of thing. I can see that happening. I mean, I'm sure it's not all the time. But, you know, it's very untypical for EVE.
It used to be typical in wormhole space. I could log in for an hour, get a kill or two, and then I'd log out.
Yeah, but wormhole space is, you know, kind of empty, which is super sad.
Yeah.
Axe says Zkill can add some toxicity. The only good thing is getting some interesting ship fits. Yeah. So the toxicity, that's always like, you know, the kill man shaming thing. You know, that'll always be a thing, I guess. Interesting ship fit. See, that's another thing that I don't really agree with. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like people should make their own fits, you know, more. That maybe, I don't know. I'm not going to suggest this is a bad thing, okay? But maybe you could make an argument. Right, if you stretch it, saying having in-game fittings that you can save, you know, maybe it went too far already. Maybe you should just have to wing it and, you know, figure it out for yourself. But then people would make tools anyway and stuff, you know. So there's going to be third-party tools. EFT and Python and stuff, right? So it's like, you know, what's the point in trying to get around it? But imagine everyone was forced, even though you can't enforce it, everyone was forced to just fit your ship, like, you know, right there. Dude, you would see some weird fucking stuff.
Well, for people that want to get into certain gameplay, if I lose a Nurgle for every 15 Marauders I kill in the mission bucket playing suspect games, that's an interesting fit people might want to look at and decide to do as well. You never know. So that's a good starting point for some people to look at what they can and cannot do.
Yeah. One question I wanted to ask you guys. Have you guys both ever considered running for CSM?
I have. A few years ago, I think I would have gone for it. Steve Ronikin, though, has been an excellent representative for us third-party developers, and I didn't want to compete against him. Nowadays, I'm in a place with family that taking that time out, and I don't think my wife would be too happy with me disappearing to Iceland for a week at a time.
Yeah, I can see that. Especially, where are you? US, UK?
Yeah, I'm in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of a flight and all that stuff. It's like, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Unless you extend your stay there and you take the family with you. Would you then complain still?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. And we were supposed to come to Iceland in 2020, and then COVID hit.
For FanFest? So,
yeah, for FanFest. So that was a bummer.
Are you going to be in this FanFest?
No. Just with money being what it is this year, we built a brand new house. We're living in it now. And we've got a baby on the way. So we have different
that's
priorities.
That's awesome. I mean, that sounds like a good priority.
Yep.
What about you?
On my side, Pando, I was asked, but that was back in 2013 when I used to run a different character called Cannibal Cain, specializing in one-man war decks, that kind of thing.
And then
mostly to represent the high sec, pirating, crime, mechanics, those kind of things. But
and why didn't you run that?
I play Eve because it's a game.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to make Eve my real life.
Yeah. That makes sense. And are you going to be at FanFest?
I will be there next year, not this year.
Ah, damn it. I'm going to be there this year, probably not next year, though. So we're going to miss each other. It is what it
that's
is.
Fine. That's fine.
I'm not far away from Germany.
That's true. Like you're from Holland.
I live in Netherlands. Yes.
Yeah, I can hear the accent. Yeah, I grew up right on the border.
I'm not Dutch. I'm Afrikaans. So.
Oh well. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's all like South African. It's the same accent, kind of.
Yes, sort of.
I mean, yeah. Afrikaans is very Dutchy.
Sure.
Well, I wasn't too far off, at least.
No, you weren't.
All right. Well, like, do you guys have like anything else you wanted to, bring up, talk about, and stuff?
Real quick, just about generating the kill maps. Swift has told me that they're working on Hilmar's avatar. So that might be showing up, hopefully.
All right. There you go. Anyone who was on that kill map can look forward to that one.
Nice.
Now, I wonder who's, like, I kind of want to see the process. Is that one dude just typing in the lines, you know? I wonder. But a long process. The data is there. You know, you see that the data is there, but apparently not easily fixed with a script or anything. So, like, I don't know. What's the process there?
Oh, I forgot to mention. Swift told me that when Hilmar's avatar blew up, they figured out why the kill mails aren't generating, and that should be addressed.
Right. Yeah, that's nice. Yep, so no more killmats that don't show up. I don't even know how many keepstars of the ones in dev didn't show up. The ones that were anchored. I think like out of maybe 5 that we killed there, I think 3 didn't show up. We were kind of getting used to it already. We're just like, man, it's hard. If you feed on purpose just to get that thing killed, and then the killmat doesn't even show up, that kind of doesn't feel good. Even though, you know, like I said, I don't even look at killboards anymore, really. Other than, you know, see how the fight went. to not have that at the end of the day, it's kind of, it doesn't feel right either. So, yeah. Yeah. How about you, Kane? We are basically at 1 hour. So, do you have any things that you still have in mind that you want to add to the story or something?
Yes. I think I just want to maybe reach out to the various groups that joined us in this. Against Parabellum and friends. But first, I also just want to say to Parabellum, thank you for the awesome fights. Hopefully there's many more to come when they come for revenge. But
good fights all around.
Good fights all around. But I mean, there were like 10 or 11 wormhole groups that were involved in this as well. Like Hole Control and Seriously Suspicious, Sugar. I mean, there were Reddit posts from Banana and Singularity Syndicate, Burning Contingent, and all these guys joining in. And then, of course, from HiSec, Absolute Order and Wrecking Machine, SRS and Military San Frontiers, and all these guys joining in to assist and making another group lose almost a trillion ISK.
All right. Well. Listening at him, Kane is 100% Dutch. Well, he's not, but, you know. Close. Guys, in that case, I would say thanks for coming on. Thanks for, you know, giving us a little bit more insight in that story with the Sotillo. Thanks for giving us more insight with the Kilmel stuff, the generation, and so on with the process. And yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Yep. And the guys on stream and chat, thanks for hanging out. Hope you guys liked this episode. Some of you might be aware I'm working on another episode. I cannot say when that's gonna do it. But stay tuned. All right, guys, I'll be on tomorrow. Am I going to be on tomorrow, actually? Am I lying? I'm going to be on tomorrow, 99%. And see you guys then, all right? Let's see who we can host.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.